It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, you know, summertime, very hot. There's a lot of issues out there in the hot sun, whether it's how much fluids you get or tragedies that we hear about with kids being left in cars. My next guest, Dr. Michael Girardi, is Vice President of the American College of Emergency Physicians. He is on faculty for emergency medicine and pediatric emergency medicine at Morristown Memorial Hospital and the Director of Pediatric Medicine at Goreb Children's Hospital, as well as clinical assistant professor at University of Medicine and Dentistry, New Jersey, in Newark. Welcome, Dr. Girardi, and thank you for being here.
Hi, Dr. Vinoker. Lee, how are you?
Good, good. Please call me Lee. So let's talk about this because very quickly, you know, people are, you seeing a lot of dehydration this summer with kids and such?
Yes, actually, because they're not acclimated, they're not used to the heat, and they're maybe drinking water appropriately, but they're not taking enough salt intake. So a take-home point is, and when you're not really used to the heat, you have to remember to take salt and sugar substances as well as free water. Otherwise, you can dilute your electrolytes, and you can almost, I had children seize because their sodium was too low. So really encourage hydration. Please encourage people to eat those Cheez-Its or some potato chips in the summer. It's okay. Because you need both. Well, and potassium, by the way, takes several days to build up your store. So bananas and some potassium-rich foods are also good, but that takes longer to absorb.
Okay, so you're seeing parents that are giving their kids plenty of water. You know, it is a tough balance because first we're telling parents, no, not too much sugar. Don't give them sugary drinks. Don't give them, you know, like Gatorade has a fair amount of sugar, but it does have some salt in it. But so, you know, water's a good healthy drink, but then, you know, there can be too much of a good thing, right? Too much water is a good thing.
Correct. Too much water. You need glucose in the summer when you're dehydrated to help the absorption of water. Actually, it's a glucose energized pump, so you need the glucose as well when you're really trying to stay hydrated.
Yeah,
and avoid caffeine because caffeine's a diuretic and makes you urinate too much, so you want to avoid caffeine.
Right. And, you know, there is a myth about the 8x8, 8 glasses of water 8 times a day, 64 ounces. When I did some research into it, I actually found that it came from an old recommendation from a nutrition board in 1945. And they said you should get, you know, so many millimeters of water, milliliters of water with every calorie, but they didn't account for the water that's in food. So watermelon, apples, fruit, vegetables, all those things. And people don't think that the other liquids they drink do count for water. So it's a good point. Now, the other thing that I really want to get to, because it's just tragedy, it's preventable, you know, but we hear about it every year. Heat stroke, I heard, is the leading cause of vehicular death for kids after car crashes. So, you know, if you look at car crashes first, but the other reason kids die in cars, tragically, they get left in hot cars. So
yeah,
it's just awful. And every time you hear about it, your heart just breaks. You just want to get sick. So let's talk about how often do you see this? And, you know, how can people in our busy lives try and prevent something like this?
Well, it's tragic. We've had almost 600 deaths in the last 14 years. It's been followed by San Francisco State University. Almost 600 children, most of them under the age of 2 or 3 years old.
Oh,
and
terrible.
More interesting stats, 24 this year, Lee. 24
wow.
deaths, 33 last year. And 50% are due to the child being forgotten. I'm going to talk about that later, by the caregiver. 30%, they crawled into a car playing, and they couldn't get themselves out. Oh. And another 20% were intentionally left, like while they ran into the store or ran an errand, intentionally, stay in the car, I'll be back. Oh. So these are all avoidable. But
right.
I could tell you why this happens. But I just wanted people to understand how prevalent this is. It's a real problem.
Oh, it's terrible.
So what happens? Let's say you usually don't take your child to daycare or their day activity. Let's say, I'll take Susie today. You forget they're in the back seat because it's not part of your routine. This happens all the time. When you take a person out of the routine, they forget the child's in the back seat. So they're recommending that you put a doll in the car. In the front with you, so you see it and say, oh my God, there's a kid in the back seat. Believe it or not, people forget. is also saying, call the person who drove your child to school, your husband or wife, and say, hey, I know it's not your routine. Did you get there okay? Did you remember to drop her off?
Yeah.
This happens. People pick people up from their spouse and say, I'll bring them home. And they forgot that they just got off a night shift and they forgot the child's in the back seat. That happened just mm-hmm. recently in a state. You can read these horror stories.
Yeah. And so what you're saying with the stuffed animal, so say you have a stuffed animal that you leave initially maybe in the car seat, right? So that when you put the child in the car seat, you have to move it. And if you move it to the front seat, it'll remind you, oh, there must be something in the car seat now, right? You know?
Correct. So another trick is to put your wallet or your purse and whatever in the back seat, so you have to go back there to get it when you leave the car.
You should put your phone in the back seat anyway, right? Because you shouldn't be talking, texting, or doing anything on the phone while you're driving. So why not put it all in the back seat right next to your child? That's a good advice.
And you're really prone to distraction. You have kids that you don't normally pick up, or additional kids. You put a handless leash, like a dog leash. You put it on your waist and onto the car seat. So when you get up, you say, "What's that?" And I've got passengers. You can't make light of it, though, because it's exactly why this happens. 50% are forgotten.
Yeah. I couldn't even imagine something like that. How horrible, how these parents must feel when something like that happens. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to understand this can happen on a cloudy day, too. By the way, it can also be 70 degrees. There's graphs that show you that temperature rises 20 degrees in 10 minutes, 30 degrees in 20 minutes. So you're up to 140 degrees within half an hour. And the contact temperature on a dark dashboard could be 180 to 200 degrees. Remember, water boils at 212. This is really hot. These children are unconscious within 10 or 15 minutes. They have brain edema. You start destroying your tissues and brain tissue at 107 degrees if your body gets to 107.
Which is a good point that you bring up, that it happens so fast. So there's no such thing as running into a convenience store, you know, even though you think, okay, I can see the kid out the window of the convenience store. I'm just going to run in and get whatever. You know, there's really no such thing. You should not be doing it, correct? And even if the windows are cracked, it still is just way too hot.
There's thermal studies. Even you crack the windows, it has no effect. So you really can't. And remember we put the latch-made refrigerators so you can't lock yourselves in them? You can't do that with cars per se, but you should not leave your car unlocked even in your driveway. If your child goes missing, always check your car. They tend to crawl into there or in the trunk. So you need to leave your car locked when it's empty. People forget to do that.
Oh, that's a good point. So, yeah, because little kids. And, you know, I mean, this is a whole nother tragedy. But when my son was little and we would have nannies, too, I used to say, unless the child is in the car, don't even back up the minivan because, you know, you can't even see kids, you know, standing up. So, you know, unless you know the child's with you, you shouldn't be driving out in the minivan like that. So that's a whole nother issue. We'll have to do another show on, you know, backing over kids. But
I know.
But so keeping it locked, even in your garage, because it gets hot in the garage in the summer, and it gets, you know, so you're saying kids
asphalt gets to 160 degrees in Texas and Florida on these hot days, even in the north, in the eastern coast, 160. So if your car is by your driveway, that heat's wafting into the garage. You can get heat exhaustion, stroke, and die in a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. So it's just unbelievable. Now, just briefly, because we only have a minute, there are these devices on the market, but they haven't been that successful, you know, like beeping to tell you there's something sitting in the car seat or whatever. What about those devices to remind
people?
You
have actually studied the adoption of these, but if everyone adopted, 50% adoption rate may decrease the incidence by 25% only, but the reality is probably 5% would affect if there was adoption of these mechanisms. Let's go to simpler stuff. The purse in the back seat, the leash, the doll in the front with you. Lock your car when no one's around.
Absolutely right. Well, thank you. This has been ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.